Imagine that when you open your eyes in the morning while still laying in your king-size bed, you're feeling the softness of the sheets and hearing the bird whisper. You're checking in with yourself how you're feeling, maybe even checking your rest heart rate in the morning, or maybe you don't. Thinking about the breakfast you're gonna choose. Will you go for banana vanilla oatmeal, or maybe a bagel with egg benedict, with or without salmon? Or maybe a Greek yogurt with fresh fruit and homemade granola. Oh, believe me, the homemade granola is so good. Maybe you're gonna choose it all because the planning of the day is conquering Sacalobra, the most famous climb of Mallorca. And today you're gonna find out why. The sun is shining, you feel ready for a beautiful day in the mountains. This could be you. I just described a typical day for the cyclist retreat I'm hosting. In this podcast, I will share four things that I believe you definitely need to see when planning a trip to Mallorca and when you love cycling. My name is Veerle Goossens, and you might know me as an ex-pro cyclist from Instagram or maybe from my online courses. In this podcast, I will share you my four favorite climbs and what is, in my belief, the perfect destination for your next day on this magical paradise. Let me start with that one. What is, in my opinion, the best location for staying in Mallorca while you love cycling? In my opinion, it is Sinú. I don't know if I say it correctly. Some people say Sinú, Sinú. I don't know. I just say Sinú, so I hope you won't blame me for saying it incorrect, but yeah, that's my best. So why I recommend you Sinú? Well, let me start with the location. It is in the middle of the island. It's close to the mountains, and you always, whenever you start any ride, you will always do like 45 minutes quite easy riding, which is a perfect warm-up. You don't want to hit the mountains too fast, and you don't want to wait too long. The roads to the mountains or to the beautiful places are so relaxed, easygoing, and it is not busy with traffic at all. So it's always nice to come back, especially because you see like the church from the city. You see from everywhere you come, you will always see the church. I love it. It gives me a feeling like coming home. And also because you're staying in the middle of an island, you can look around you and you can leave or you can start riding in any direction, north, south, west, east, it doesn't matter. There is always a beautiful ride to do. And that is very nice to have because imagine that it's raining in the mountains, you can still do climbing and take a climb in the east, for example, Ronda. So yeah, it gives you so much more possibilities, even when you go for a flat ride or a rolling ride or just an easy ride to the coast. You have all that opportunity. And when you stay at, for example, in Alcudia or Neo Palma, there is just one direction, well, like almost two directions less to go because you cannot ride to the sea, obviously. And also when you want to come home with the tailwind, for example, yeah, you can definitely have that option when staying in the middle. There is always an option to do that loop. But to be honest, I won't. If you're surrounded by such beautiful climbs, I will lead myself to what climb do I want today and not where is the wind coming from. But yeah, that's another discussion. Another thing that I love about Sinú is the Wednesday market. So imagine that there were like buses of tourists coming to Sinú on Wednesday to see the market, and it's, you just step out of your hotel and you are there in like 1 minute. So you can be there if you want to, and also don't do it if you don't want to. So you have that option without doing any traveling to get there. So that's really a plus point. So you don't have to change your schedule and still do this touristic thing. And the city itself, Sinú, is, you have lots of small bakeries, you have lots of cafes. So it's a really living place. It's not, yeah, it's not, how you say it in English? It's not a desert place. So it's really nice and you can hear it from the start. I'm a really fan of Sinú. I just love the rest. So many local people. And Although I like the market and it's quite touristic, but also when you go very early, it's not that much touristic at all. So it gives you the opportunity to be one of the locals and you know, walk around and buy some fresh vegetables or some candy or nuts or dried fruit or whatever you like. I really like to being surrounded by locals. And another great thing about Sinu is the train station. So imagine that obviously your favorite transport is the bike, right? But if you want to visit Palma for a night, for example, you could do that perfectly by train. There is no parking cost, it's just easy. I believe every half hour there is a train going to Palma or the airport anyway. So you can also come to Sinu from the airport with a train, and it's just 3 euro for a one-way ticket, which is probably less than your parking ticket will cost. And no one needs to drive. So if you like, for example, a glass of wine or whatever, you can have that drink with your friends without concerning who is gonna drive. Because Sinu, if you know it, it's a small place with very narrow streets. I wouldn't get myself in a car having even one glass of wine. But that's maybe because I hate driving through small streets. So, yeah, I just really recommend to take the public transport, which is very easy here. I mentioned before, there is not that many tourists in Sinu. There are some hotels, but it's not as packed as it is in Arenal or Anacudia, for example, which is a thing I love. Like I said, I don't like to be in between tourists all the time. I love to being surrounded by locals, and yeah, Sinu gives me that. And just before I kind of tell you my favorite place in Sinu, let me tell you that I stayed in so many different places on Mallorca. So I stayed in Alcudia, I stayed in Arenal a few times, I stayed in Sóller, which I was very confused because I was thinking, like, if you're staying in Sóller, you're staying in the middle of the mountains, which is obviously very beautiful, but still, I love to do a little warm up or even have the possibility to ride a few kilometers flat before I start climbing. Well, if you're staying in Sóller, believe me, you don't have that much opportunities. When I was staying in Arenal, it was sometimes too far to hit some climbs I really liked. It was, yeah, just an hour too much for me. So yeah, that's why I really like to be in the middle of the island in Sinu, and my favorite hotel for that is definitely, without any doubt, 10 Mallorca. And why 10 Mallorca? Well, if I tell you that it is a luxury boutique hotel and the styling is so well done. And I know, it's not only about the styling, but I love my sleep so much. And if I tell you that the beds are king size, they're very big, the sheets are soft, you know, the beds are just so good. I sleep like a baby every night here in this bed. So for me, that's very important because it's, you know, what is a holiday with bad sleep? It drives me nuts. Another thing, what is very important for me, is that obviously my bike is welcome. So they have a separate room for the bike, so the bike don't have to be in your room. And it is a boutique hotel, right? So it's small. It just has 10 rooms, so it's never packed. You'll always have your little privacy. And they have this courtyard exclusive for guests. And in there is a room which is specially for the bikes. So I don't have to worry about my bike because it's a courtyard. So the only people coming there is our guests. Beside the bike room, they also have a gym. It's not a very big one, but it has some yoga mats, some dumbbells. It doesn't have a squat rack, but it has some stairs in the courtyard where you can use it. And yeah, for me, it's enough. And there is a kicker. So in the case the weather is really bad, you always can go indoor. But I really, really would not prefer that. But yeah, who will? I mean, that means it's bad weather, right? Another nice to have thing is that the swimming pool, they have two, one on the rooftop and then one in the courtyard. The swimming pool has no chlor, but salt water, which is so much better for the skin. So I know these are all details, but then you know how far they think about making you having a wonderful and a good time. I believe they hosted INEOS a couple of times. So then you definitely know if they host that team, they definitely know how to host cyclists. They know what food they should make. They know what breakfast they want. I mean, they always have lots of oats, but also eggs. You know, they can make your simple breakfast very fancy, and I love that. And for example, when I do my cycling retreat there, they make us like this fresh cycling snacks, what we give our guests whenever they want. We have, of course, our normal nutrition, but then it's so cool to have some different things and some little bit more exclusive things. So yeah, I really like this hotel. Okay, now let me move on to my four favorite climbs on this island. First, let me tell you this. There are many, many more climbs, but I wanted to select it four to not make you overwhelmed. So first one, and I already call this one, is Sacalobra. This climb is much more than just a climb. It's a real experience. It's a masterpiece of an engineering seamless integrated into nature. You will have to do the same road up and down, but believe me, you really won't care because it's so beautiful. You want to do this in downhill and uphill. It's a total length of 9.4 kilometer with an average gradient of 7.1%. And believe me, it's a really brutal climb, especially because this is not the only climb of the day. Because to get there, you have to go or go to Pujmayor, for example, or you have to do Sabotela. So you already cover climbing like at least, I believe, 12 kilometer. So yeah, even when, because when I'm doing this one in the cycling retreat, it's just, I believe, 105 kilometer. But because you cover so much climbing, it's more than enough. The second climb is Col de Soyer. It's much, much easier compared to Sacalobra. It's just a 5 kilometer climb. It's not super steep, but you will have the beautiful view on the top. You could climb this from Orde, the city Soyer, or from Banyoles. And the old city Soyer is really nice as well. Even Porte Soyer is nice, but I think I even like the restaurants and the vibe in Soyer more. But yeah, that's maybe a personal thing. I like the climb from Banyoles more. The third one is not really a climb, but is riding at the coast. So I love to go from Soyer to Valdemossa because Valdemossa is such a beautiful city. It's really one of the things you have to do. But there is like, obviously, Mallorca is an island, right? So there is a lot of coast riding possible. But that part from Soyer to Valdemossa, I love it. It's also one of the roads I will always include in my cycling retreats. It's not easy because you might think that riding next to the coast is flat, but it isn't. It's more rolling hills, although rolling. I think there is like a 4 kilometer climb and you pass Deja, which is a beautiful old city. And then you come up in another beautiful old city, Valdemossa. I honestly don't know a good coffee stop there, but there has to be a good coffee stop. Maybe you have one. If you want to share that with me, I will be very, very thankful. You can do that through Instagram or wherever you can find me. So next to my last one, San Salvador. This one is not very known because it's not reachable from everywhere. Although everything is on riding distance, of course. I mean, it's just the longer the ride. You decide how long the ride is, I mean. But it's not very likely that people who are staying on the coast, for example, in Arenal, that they know this climb. Because you have Randa in front. And Randa and San Salvador, in my opinion, it's comparable, right? Because on the top, it's a beautiful panoramic view. You will see the whole island. But for me, San Salvador is even a little bit more special. On top, you will find the historic monastery. It's built in the 14th century. Also, you can find the statue of the Christ, and many photographers take pictures of this. It's really, yeah, it's breathtaking. You just have to see it, and it feels a little bit magic to me. And also, this climb you have to do up and down. There is just one road going up and the same road down. These four are definitely the climbs or the roads that I love to do whenever I'm in Mallorca, on Mallorca. I'm not in Mallorca, obviously. So, as I shared in the beginning of this podcast, I'm organizing some cycling holiday retreats here in Mallorca. And when I do that on Mallorca, I always do that from 10 Mallorca because, yeah, like I say in the beginning, it's by far my favorite location and my favorite hotel. So, it will be a luxury cycling retreat. I will share the details of the next cycling holiday available below. And maybe if you are like, oh, but I want to go with my group or I have some friends and I want you as my guide, please shoot me a message. Let's see what we can find out. And I also will share my favorite routes below. And please take them and ride them if you like to. I will also share my Komoot link. You can find the routes there. And feel free to ride them. I already get so much out of the Komoot community, and I find so many beautiful spots and rides. So I'm more than happy to give some back to you guys. This was the podcast about cycling in Mallorca. I hope you enjoyed it, and I wish you a wonderful day for now. And maybe we will meet in the future. Bye bye.